I forgot now what they call it. A woman of weir, or what is it they call them? But I don't remember it. Can't think of it. Turn that off and I'll tell you a funny story.
Oh, you go ahead.
Huh?
It's all right.
These two women were talking. I knew them both.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them says, "Boy, was I set back on my heels. I went home and caught my husband, in bed with another woman." And the other says, "Why, you ought to be glad." She says, "You're lucky. You don't know how lucky you are." She says, "I went home and caught my husband in bed with a man." And she said it right out. Nope, I heard it. I'm like, I hadn't heard it. I went off laughing. I didn't want her to know that I had heard it, because I've known these kids since they grew up, you know. Mm-hmm. They're of a very fine, old, established family that's now extinct in Brownsville.
Mm-hmm.
There's one of the originals, and he has two sons, and his brother has a son and a grandson, a great-grandson. Little George.
Hello,
Tony. Miss Rutledge, Tony. Barbara Rutledge. Don't y'all make too much noise. Yeah, she says, "You're lucky. You don't know how lucky you are." Slam it, Barbara. You're not trying to close that door. Hit it. You know what does that, don't you?
What's that?
Well, I showed you about this tile draining,
mm-hmm.
didn't I, yesterday? Or was it you I was talking to?
I don't think so.
No. Anyhow, that floor is this way.
Mm-hmm.
And when the door opens a certain amount, it hangs and it pushes it up. And when you pull it, if you pull it down, it catches, because when it pushes up, the lock and the part that it fits in don't fit. It hits like that, so it just half hits. It can't catch.
Mm-hmm.
It pulls open.
Sam, if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired, worn out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've had it.
And say if a person had been well and then suddenly here they've got some disease, you say, "Well, yesterday when I saw them they were fine, when was it that they
got sick?"
And the person went outside in bad weather and came in sneezing and his eyes were running.
Going to catch a cold.
You say yesterday he...
yesterday was all right, but today he caught a cold. He was fine yesterday.
And you do that, you have a...
like sneeze?
Or a...
cough?
Huh?
Cough?
Uh-huh. And if a person couldn't talk right, had a cold and couldn't talk right...
he's hoarse.
And someone who can't hear anything at all...
he's deaf.
Did you ever hear people say deef?
Deef? I had an uncle that said deef all the time.
Does that sound old-fashioned
to you?
Yeah,
it sure does. His favorite expression was Lord Willikins.
What?
Lord Willikins. Lord Willikins, man, that's crazy.
Say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, "Look how much I
perspired and sweated."
And a sore that comes to a head would be called a
boil.
Any other name for that? What if it has
rising?
More? Huh?
A rising?
What if it's got more than one head?